When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. He's right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. He is a certified financial planner here to guide you. And after a year off, they're back. Required minimum distributions, or RMDs. They need to go back on your checklist. We're going to talk about that today. It's important that you understand all the rules so you don't get stuck with the highest penalty in the tax code. Eric explains all this and even more on our show. Here's the phone number we want you to have, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment to go in and see Eric and his team. You could even do it via phone, just over the phone, have a 15-minute phone conversation with your questions, and it's all complimentary. And again, find us online anytime. We always give this out, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, here we are again. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, well, it's back up again, so time to have to take money out of your retirement accounts if you're 72 and older. And even if you're not, it's really a good time to be planning this because Congress is really targeting a lot of stuff on IRAs with this new proposed tax law change. And so, you know, I think that's probably even more critical is people just knowing what's changing and what they may not be able to do come January.
Right, exactly. So much at hand and so many questions. And, you know, we are in fourth quarter right now. So we have a lot to talk about in terms of preparing for next year. One thing I want to bring up, it is open enrollment right now for Medicare. And something that's in debate with Congress is expanding Medicare to cover the head issues like vision and hearing aids and dental. 4 out of 5 dentists say no to covering dental care. So, Eric, the National Dentist Group is trying to fight this proposal. So talk about that for just a minute.
Well, you know, if they can charge more, right, they're going to do that. So, you know, so they figure, hey, we can make a lot more money if it's not on there, not on the list. So, you know, so that's the main reason, I think that they're trying to fight it is just because if they want to make sure that they can, you know, keep charging concierge type fees and planning for a lot of the dental services.
Yeah, sure. How do you help your clients handle their Medicare decisions? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, during open enrollment, we've got a company that we work with that searches out all the best plans, all the best drug coverages, because, you know, maybe last year you weren't taking any prescriptions, but now you are, and now you need to pay a bunch for something. Well, you may just need to switch your drug plan and have that covered really well. And so, you know, if you have somebody helping you, it doesn't cost you anything extra. And that way, you know, hey, this is actually the best plan. And then obviously, if you have somebody who every year checks your plan for you, you know, it's nice because then you don't have to worry about that, right? So so that's a big thing there.
I love that. What else should we be thinking about now as we're headed into fourth quarter of 2021?
Well, you know, the big part is like we were already talking about there is required minimum distributions if you're 72 and up. The other big scary one is what all the changes of this new tax code is going to be. The way they wrote the proposal for increasing the capital gains, now this is mostly for people who have gains over 400, 500,000. So, you know, most people say, yeah, you know, that's not going to be my income level. Well, I don't know. If you sell that house that you've had for, you know, 20, 25, 30 years, you're going to probably be over the $500,000 exemption and you're going to pay some capital gains. And guess what? You might actually hit that bracket. So, you know, that's something you might want to be thinking about too, especially if you're planning on moving soon or downsizing soon. And then, you know, the other part is a lot of this stuff is really kind of going after what we call either the backdoor or mega backdoor Roth IRA conversions. And so basically it sounds like Congress is going to get rid of these come January 1. And so this is if you're making too much money and you don't have any IRAs right now, then you can put money into a non-deductible IRA, turn around and convert it, and in essence, fund a Roth, even though you're not allowed to. And so, you know, that's the reason why Congress is probably saying, hey, you know, hold up, we set these income rules for a reason, right? Yeah. So, and then a lot of these companies have you know, these mega backdoor Roths where you can put in sometimes $20,000 up to $30,000 after tax into your 401k and turn around and convert it. Well, again, they're thinking about killing that off come January 1. So, I mean, my advice to people would be really find out about this and take some action. I mean, this is, you know, if you can put $20,000 or $30,000 away tax free by the year end, and you'll never be able to do it again.
might be good.
Yeah, if you can afford it, if you got the cash someplace, because you probably won't have much of a paycheck left. But you know, if you can do it, hey, get that money in there before that option goes away. So, you know, again, that's one of the reasons why people really should be reaching out and kind of talking to us, because this is going to be probably one of those crazy year ends, probably pretty much like 2017 when the Trump tax laws came out. It was like, what's changing, what's not, and I'm kind of worried it's going to be like that year too, where they wrote everything into law and finally passed it, you know, right around Christmas time, giving everybody like a week to take action and mm-hmm. stuff. So, you know, again, if you want to reach out and find out what issues you should be focused for yourself, for your specific situation, should you be looking at, all you have to do is give us a call. We can set up a phone call real quick. Give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can either call or even text the word visit. So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also on wealthcreatorradio.com, sign up for any upcoming workshops on their events page. So head there for that. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right, Eric, so if someone is turning or maybe already has turned 72 this year, 2021, then this is really, really important for them, because people who turned 72 this year have to deal with those RMDs, those required minimum distributions, for the very first time, right?
Yep. So, you know, it used to put money away in your retirement plan and just say, oh, here, I'm just going to wait to pay that tax later, and they'll wait to pay that tax later. Lots of things people never really asked. What time is later? And guess what? It used to be 70 and a half. So a lot of people probably still remember that year. But now it's a little bit more normal. You don't have to worry about that whole half birthday thing anymore.
Right.
You know, now it's just 72. And it's the year in which you turn 72. Sometimes people think it's like on their birthday or something silly like that. No, it's just, you know, if you turn 72 December 31st or January 1st, doesn't matter which way, you know, any time in this year, in the year which you turn 72, you got to start taking that money out. Now, if you mess it up, 50% penalty.
Whoa.
So that's pretty ugly. So you got $1 million saved up, and, you know, even if maybe you've got some other monies you've been living off of or using, you don't need your IRA, you're going to probably have to take out about $40,000 and pay the taxes on that. And, you know, then if you don't do that, it's a $20,000 tax penalty. It's like, yikes. No, so you're going to take that money out and you're going to pay that tax, right? And, you know, so it's something you can't Roth convert. You can't do anything. You know, the whole point of it is for you to take the money out, pay the tax, and now put it in some sort of taxable account where, again, it raises more taxes. So, so that's something that you got to plan for. But, you know, I think even more importantly, For a lot of people out there, you know, okay, maybe you're not 72 yet, so why should I care about this? Well, here at Heckman Financial, we create your blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income plan, that investment plan, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And that, just especially those first three, you know, looking at how your money's invested and how it's, you know, going to come out all throughout the rest of your life when you retire, and what's the tax ramifications? Well, if you don't know that ahead of time, you can't make any wise decisions. So again, if that's something you want to learn more about, there's no cost, no obligation right now. We've been waiving the fee. So just give us a call or text us at 800-454-1184. Again, call or text 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we still have a lot more to get to with Eric, so don't go away. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, giving you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. He is here to guide you about retirement planning. And man, Medicare, okay? I think it's kind of a little confusing to everybody because there's so many things to think about. We've got the supplements, we've got the Medigaps and Part B and D, and it's a bunch of alphabet soup. It's kind of a big maze that we have to navigate. How do you help your clients, you know, navigate, handle those Medicare decisions, Eric?
Yeah, so it can be tough for sure, and especially for people who are just turning 65, because it's, you know, like you said, it's a lot of new letters and jargon and junk. And when you're working at a company, you know, it was, you know, you just picked from whatever plan you pretty much had. You know, they may had a couple options. Now you got like this crazy long list of options to pick from. And it can be very, very confusing. And of course, everybody in the world is marketing towards you, right? So, it's something that you have to be paying attention to for sure. The big thing is making sure that you do your research and you learn about it before, you know, you sign up and just jump into something.
Right. So, Eric, if someone is working past 65, they may be thinking, I don't feel like dealing with Medicare right now. But it's not really something you can opt out of, is it?
Well, I mean, everybody at 65 is eligible. But what you have to do is you have to at least sign up for Part A, because you want to make sure that you don't have any penalties. Because if you didn't do anything, you didn't tell them that you had other coverage, they're going to assume you had no coverage, and then they may give you a penalty for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
Because if you're late enrollment, you'll get this penalty forever.
Oh.
And so they just raise your rates for the rest of your lifetime. So, that's not something you want to be doing for the next 20, 30 years, because you made one mistake one day, right? So, that'd be the big thing is making sure you do at least sign up and then waive Part B if your company's company plan covers it and such. So, but you do want to take some action. You cannot just go past 65 and just ignore it.
Okay. So everybody heard that. Okay. Do not ignore it. And the good news is that we're not locked into our decision for life, because every year we have open enrollment, right?
Yeah. So open enrollment's every year from October 15th, for some reason, to Pearl Harbor Day.
I know.
December 7th.
I always think of that too. Yeah.
So that's the time when you can switch plans. Actually, in California, we're one of the, I think, two or three states actually that even allow you to switch plans at your birthday. So you actually have a lot of open enrollment time frames. So, unless your birthday is just October 15th to December
7th.
Yeah, so it'd be the same difference. And so that's one of those things where you really do want to be looking at that. Lots of times what happens is, you may not care it originally, but maybe now you've got some ailments and you get some other issues that you're dealing with, health issues, and maybe now you're utilizing services a lot more. Well, that's the time to be really super paying attention, because, your old plan may not be nearly as good as it should be because of whatever issues that, you're having and things that you're having to take care of. So, that's one of the things to be really paying attention to.
Hey, Eric, real quick, why don't you explain the difference for us between Medicare and Medicaid? I think a lot of people get confused with those because they sound so similar.
Well, they're almost even worse here in California, of course, because it's Medicaid, Medi-Cal. for California, which is also sounds like medical. So Medicare and Medi-Cal, you know, here, so Medicaid is the federal program, Medi-Cal is the state program, but basically works for people who are low income and can't afford health insurance on their own, so allows them to be able to get some sort of care and some sort of, you know, health advantage and, you know, health screenings and such. Medicare is the program when you're 65 plus. Also, some people on disability are also on Medicare. So that's the one that most people we're usually talking about is Medicare, not mm-hmm. Medi-Cal or
right.
Medicaid.
Okay.
So, yeah. And one of the things that we actually have is we actually have a great informational little quick read thing on all these options. What's the key things to be looking for? I think it's about 10 or 12 pages. It's, you know, super fast reading. But if that's something you want to get a little bit more information to really understand Medicare better, all you have to do is text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can directly request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, if you're going through changes, either for the first time or signing up for the first time, or maybe it's the annual period, there's other choices that we see, Eric, like supplemental insurance, okay, for Medicare, like Medigap and Advantage plans. So I wonder if you could explain the difference between those, please.
Yeah, so Medigap is really just pretty much an older marketing term or something, but talking about the gap in coverage. So Medicare is very super specific. I mean, they'll tell you how many pints of blood you get for this and that and all these other goofy, you know, very set government rules. And so there's all these holes. And so that's why they used to call it Medigap, or really it's just Medicare supplemental insurance. And so it just literally fills in all those gaps in coverage where, you know, they say they're not going to pay for it. So if you've got this other insurance, hey, now they're going to pay for it. So you're kind of ended up having all your claims run through things twice, once through the Medicare system, and then secondly through your Medicare supplement.
Oh.
And that's why you want to, you know, make sure it's good, because obviously if there's some holes there, you want those holes obviously filled, right? And so if they're not filling all those holes and you got a lot more, then that goes to you to, you know, write checks and pay money, and that's no fun. And so, you know, that's the main thing you're looking for there. And so that's, you know, you have Medicare Part A, everybody gets that, that's free. Part B is the part where you're paying for, you know, so that's right now a little under $150 a month. And then on top of that, you add this Medicare supplemental insurance or Medigap coverage to fill in all those holes. You know, Part D is for drugs.
Right.
So that leads you to go, hold it, why is it A, B, and D? Well, because there is a Part C. So Part C is if you don't want to have to run all this stuff and watch about claims and stuff, and you want to turn your health care over to one entity, then you can be kind of like an old HMO kind of style, where it's, you know, around here mostly Kaiser. There's some other plans, but you know, these are ones where, you know, they're just going to take over everything. So if you do Medicare Advantage, that is when you're now putting that, you know, talking about looking at those plans and saying, okay, here, you're going to take over everything. So they take the administration off of Medicare. They do all the administration of all your claims. And so you have to go to that entity, you have to go by their rules and so forth. But it's all included. So it's kind of like a all-inclusive resort, I guess, or something, but the exact opposite since it's a hospital, right?
And, yeah, right.
but yeah, not quite the same drinks or anything that they're going to be giving you.
Or food.
yeah, exactly. So it is something, you know, it's another option for people. Some people love that type of system. I mean, my dad's had, you know, Kaiser forever. I'm not a big fan of those types of systems, but, you know, I find some people love it and some people hate it, and it's almost rarely people are in between. So it's if you want to have your own coverage of, you know, which doctors to pick and which places to go, that's where you want to met the normal Part B and just the supplemental. If you say, hey, I just care about having to go to, you know, this first main doctor and then seeing if I can go to these other doctors, you know, then that's where Medicare Advantage might, you know, Part C might make sense. So, you know, it's really hard to figure that out. And, you know, so that's one of those things where, you know, obviously you want to look at the doctor list, you want to look at what kind of coverage, what kind of issues, you know, you have for those different things that you need covered, right? So if you've got some recurring conditions, is that going to be covered in there? You know, are those providers near you? You know, if you live out in a very rural area, Kaiser often is not a very good option because you have to go very far to get coverage. So, you know, again, those are a lot of the stuff you have to do. So the way we deal with our clients is we just have them fill out an informational sheet and they give us all that data. And then we go shop it out and find out, hey, here's the best plans for you and here's the best way to go. And then it's up to you if you want to, you know, set that up or not. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is, you know, give us a call and set up a time to talk real quick. We can just do that on the phone or on Zoom. All you have to do is text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit or call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner. He's a chartered financial consultant, and he will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He helps retirees have remarkable retirements. That's his goal for you. And he reaches out to you today and every weekend to come in and visit with him about your retirement. So today we're navigating the Medicare maze. And Eric, I thought it would be fun, kind of, to focus on some of the biggest myths about Medicare. So tell us some misconceptions that you commonly hear regarding coverage.
Well, probably the biggest shocker, especially for people who are working at, you know, high-tech companies or whatever big company that they are working at before that had, you know, real high-end, great benefits, is dental is gone. You know, dental, hearing aids, vision coverage, you know, all these things are, you know, off the list. And, you know, especially dental, you kind of go, what? Hold it. I mean, it's not that your teeth are fine when you're 65 and up, right?
Right?
I mean, you still need to take care of them. And obviously, they're even more critical then. And unfortunately, she's passed away now, but I had a client that she's like, I want to make sure that at my funeral, everybody sees my teeth because this is $28,000 in here.
Well, were they going to make her smile or something?
Yeah, because you know, she literally spent 28 grand at a dental, dental work in 1 year.
Goodness
and
sakes.
I probably every year have somebody who has, you know, at least a five-figure dental bill, you know, 10K plus.
My
you know, because all of a sudden you need implants or all these other things. And when you have no coverage, it's crazy expensive. So, you know, that is one of those things to be paying attention to. And, you know, again, what do you do? Well, you can't do as much about it, but, you know, as long as you have some savings, as long as you know about that, you know, if you're funding an HSA, maybe when you're working stuff, you've got some more money built up there. You know, there are things that you can do a little bit, but yeah, it's just something you have to be planning on.
Right. And the thing that I don't get with dental, it is critical to have good dental health because it can have things to do with the rest of our body. So I don't know if ever that will be included in Medicare coming up soon. So what would be options then on getting coverage for these things?
So Medicare Advantage, these are the HMO style. Those often do actually have some coverages for all those, the dental and hearing and vision.
Okay.
So sometimes some of those plans, some of just even the regular supplemental will sometimes have, you know, some voluntary, you know, add-on type plans and stuff. And, you know, even some dentists have kind of just come on board with their own personal private plans where you just pay a monthly fee to them. And then say it's kind of like a retainer or something where you just say, hey, you know, you get so much coverage and you only have to pay certain prices for certain things. So, you know, there are ways to do it. Actually, my uncle used to, you know, he would spend the winters down in Arizona and they would cross the border into Mexico. And, you know, it used to be there was all these bars across the border. And now there's all these dental offices.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. And they would just go down there and get all their dental work done and, you know, bring their RV, hang out for a week or two in Mexico while they're getting all their dental stuff done and save a lot of money. And there's a ton of people who do that. So, So there's also some, you know, a little bit more unusual ways to get coverage. Yeah.
Give us another myth about Medicare coverage, Eric.
Well, I mean, one of the ones is, you know, thinking that a lot of these plans are very different and, you know, really they're not. Kind of like if you buy gasoline, you know, if it's, you know, 87 or 89 octane, it has to be that at all gas stations. With the government, what they did is they put every single thing, of course, it's government, right? Every single thing has a letter. And so there used to be like a plan F. Now plan F went away and, you know, they moved everybody to plan G. But there's about 8 or 9 different, you know, plans that most all companies have, and they all have to have the same exact benefits. So you kind of go, well, hold it. If they all have the same benefits and they cover the same stuff, you know, what can be the difference, right? I mean, it's very confusing because it's like, yeah, they're all the same. So, you know, and so really the only difference is the doctor list, you know, so who can you go to, who's in network, right? How good do they pay their claims and how fast, and, you know, is it something you see online or do you have to call some other country to get the, you know, the help? And then lastly, you know, the cost, right? So here where we talk about lower costs, a lot of times the lower cost is often the best way to go. You know, but sometimes, you know, it can be that, hey, maybe you want to be on this one because that doctor's on this group's list, but not that plan's list, even though there's both plan G, you know, both have the same benefits and such. So, you know, that's one of the things to be paying attention to. You know, again, we've got a great report all about Medicare, so you can kind of get all this information. You know, really quick read, you know, again, it's about 10 pages or so. Just text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, another myth about Medicare is that your doctor is always in control of your health plan. Can you explain how that is a myth?
In reference to Medicare, it's really talking about, you know, what kind of coverages, and there's a lot of stuff that they do cover and they don't. And, you know, again, this is all written by the government, right? So mm-hmm. They have to make it complicated. And so there's certain things that they will cover, certain procedures. And so it does get a little bit more complicated on that. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, then it's really the company that's running your care for you and kind of deciding. I mean, obviously the doctors have the input and but the procedures or processes are set in place by that, you know, that firm. So, you know, it's something you just want to be paying attention to.
All right. So, Eric, tell us how you give guidance to your clients, your retirees, on making the right choices. How does that fit into your overall process?
Well, I mean, anytime we're talking about retirement, it's the big thing is when are you going to retire, right? Pre-65, post-65, because, you know, Social Security age, you know, moved up to 66 and now 67 for most of us. But a lot of people still retire at 65. Why is that? Medicare, right? Medicare is when you can finally have affordable health coverage. Pre-65, you're talking maybe $1,000 or more per person, you know, for all your coverage, with, you know, at 65, maybe you're talking $400 a month. So, you know, way big difference, you know, between the two, right? So that's one thing to be thinking of, just when are you going to take it, and when are you going to be retiring? And then, you know, what makes the most sense? And then also as times change, like I said, you know, you may have more prescriptions or maybe more ailments and stuff. And so maybe you need to change plans over time. And, you know, so that's one of the things to be looking at, and just kind of like your portfolio, just like your taxes, everything. You need to have this reviewed every year and just pay attention to it and make sure you're on the right track and make sure you're going the right way. And again, how do you know if you're headed the right direction if you have no idea where you're going or you have at least no idea what road you're on, right? One of the two. So yeah, that's why we've created the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, enjoying life, and not having to be focused too much on all this healthcare stuff and money stuff, right? And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We'll create that income plan, make sure you can spend that money for the rest of your life, you have enough, make sure those investments are allocated to doing that, and then look at the tax ramifications along the way. If you make too much money in 1 year, you may pay double, triple, or quadruple Medicare premiums. I mean, so that's the other thing you have to be paying attention to. So there's a lot of things in there that all relate to each other that you didn't know that they interrelated until you see that in a plan. So again, we've been waiving our fee for radio listeners here ever since COVID kicked in. So we just want people to get that information and make sure they're making the right decisions. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is give us a call, set up a time on either on phone or in Zoom, 800-454-1184. You can also text the word visit, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we still have a lot more to cover with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgage. She's our reverse mortgage guru.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
So, I mean, with home equity values just crazy, crazy, you know, people are saying, well, should I take out of here and pay the tax and all that stuff? But a lot of people are just realizing, hey, there's a bunch of money I could have, like, redo this stuff, or, you know, remodel, or get that dream backyard, or... I mean, what else are you finding that people are saying, you know, because I know you're crazy busy, you were saying right now.
I am so busy. I've been doing this for 15 years and I've never been this busy.
Wow.
It's just like people, well, the values are so high. I'm redoing one that I did last year, and there's like $250,000 more available because of the appraised value of the property.
Tax-free.
Absolutely. That's the wonderful part about a reverse mortgage. Sure, you could tap your investments, but they're taxable. With the reverse mortgage, you have access to that money with no tax consequences. So people are really catching on. It's taken so long because such a negative feeling about reverse mortgages, because that's all you hear is they're bad. And they were. In the beginning, they were not good. But now it's a whole different story. And it isn't for everybody. But that's where a person like me comes in and I do an analysis for you. And I've said to not many, but several, don't do this. Because first of all, the thing is, do you want to stay in the house? If they tell me, oh, you know, we're thinking of moving in about a year, and I'll go, let's try to do something. No, let's not do this. But, And I've had several people say, I've never called someone out before to explain something to me that told me don't do it. Well, I'm in this business. Of course, I'm here to make my living. However, I'm not going to make it doing something wrong for someone else. I don't work that way. It has to be right for the client before it's right for me.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't really appreciate the tax stuff because, I mean, if you go tap, you know, say whatever, you sold a bunch of stocks or you sold, you know, take a bunch out of your IRA and all, you know, there's a lot of taxes to pay. So you have to take out a lot more to net that same difference. Now, if it's a normal account, not IRA, your kids, when you pass away, don't have to pay the tax on those gains. Nobody has to pay the tax on those gains. So, you know, you tap into the home equity. It's super cheap right now, right? The rates are really low, even on the variable are pretty low.
The variable is very low.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, why would you not take this money that's almost really, if you think about it with inflation, almost no cost?
Because people are afraid because they've heard such terrible things about reverse. But after I'm done, usually what happens is I never realized that this is how it was. I was thinking the bank was going to own the house when I died. Well, no, that goes to your children. It's your heirs. Nobody is on your title, yeah, but you.
Just got to pay off the loan. That's
all. Thing. Just like your regular mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah. And also just getting rid of that original, that existing mortgage can be a big benefit because then you don't have that extra payment. You don't have to, again, be taking out more money out of your IRAs and paying more tax to get it done. And
you can live in the house, either one of you, till you're 150. I doubt any of us are going to live that long.
That's optimistic. Yes.
Yeah, very optimistic. But when one passes, the other one stays. And you're there till you're 150 unless you want to sell it. You don't even have to call anybody. If you decide, you know, down the line, something happens, you're going to sell, put the house on the market, sell it. Nobody has to be notified. The reverse gets paid out from escrow, just like the regular mortgage would.
You know, I mean, obviously there's some times where people need it for need reasons. I mean, lots of times I know you have people who need it for home health care or, you know, some sort of assisted care type of situation. I know you also had one that was kind of a sad situation where the daughter was,
yes,
stealing money from the parents.
Absolutely. They were going to lose their house. They didn't realize it till way into it. It was like into it by $300,000.
Wow.
And one of the other children caught it and said, what's happening here? But by that time, the daughter was paying the bills. So she had everything go to her house. She transferred everything. So nobody really caught it until the bank called one day and said, the account. And then everybody took notice. So, and they were really going into foreclosure, but now they get to stay. They didn't want to leave their home. They'd been in it for 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. And you know, another reason why, yeah, it's good to have two people exactly signing on stuff or getting that information. But in terms of, you know, obviously some more positive things, you know, what other things are you seeing people doing with this? I mean,
helping their children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of them take out, you know, I want to help my child with a down payment on a house.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. I want to help my grandson, my granddaughter, their college. I've worked my whole life and I want to see it before I die. I want to see the good that I can do.
Right. See the smiles.
Because when I'm dead and I leave it to them, sure, they're going to be happy, but I'm not going to get the joy of seeing the fruits of my labor, to so to speak, to leave it to them. I had a lady years ago, this is when I first started in San Francisco, she was having her 90th birthday party up at the Fairmont in San Francisco. She said she had 9 grandchildren. And she said, at my birthday party, I want to hand each of my grandchildren a check for $10,000. And that was her motivation. She took out the reverse mortgage, took the money, and she said, it was the best day of my life to see the joy that they got out of that money that they could use. They were in college. They were whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
And she said, that was just the best day of my life that I could do that for them.
And plus, I mean, you know, if they're in college and other stuff, they're not taking loans, they're not building up interest, not having to pay this money back over time.
So people have all kinds of, it's for in-home care too. Sometimes one of the husband or wife will get sick and they don't want to go into a nursing facility. So they have somebody come in and they use that money to pay for their care in-home.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, pre-COVID, I'm sure you're seeing some stuff for fun trips and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, amazingly, not that much for the fun things. People are looking to solidify their future. You know, we want to make sure without that $2,500 house payment that I've been making, that mortgage payment every month, that's going to be huge. I can do, and I can take trips. I can use that.
To fund it. And I mean, especially something like that, you know, $2,500, that's $30,000 a year. Well, is that 30? Because where'd you get the money from?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, did you get it from IRAs or stuff that has capital gains? And so most likely that was actually maybe $40,000, $45,000. And so sometimes people go, well, you know, I've got such a cheap mortgage or something or whatever, you know, whatever the reasoning that they say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. But if you look at that and you go, hold it, you're paying all this tax unnecessarily where you could take the money out tax-free from your house. Now, yes, there is a little bit of an interest cost. And if you ever paying off an existing mortgage, maybe it's 1 or 2% higher than a normal mortgage typically.
Yeah, it just depends on what program you're in that you're looking for.
Okay. But I mean, it's not like you're paying 10% or crazy interest rates and all this stuff. I mean, no. I think that's the other misnomer is people think it's something like a credit card or you know, something. No, I mean, the interest rates right now are very, very, very low.
They're good and the values are so high that there's so much money available to the homeowner.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's just a lot of fun stuff you could be doing with that. Like you said, helping family, helping other people buy a house or get started, you know, just avoid a lot of taxes. You know, you could even just be repositioning some of that. I know you had one guy who had it just for his portfolio. He didn't have to sell off stuff or something, right?
Yeah, he had like a $5 or $6 million portfolio. And I said to him, why are you looking to do this? He said, because my money's all tied up. I want to have money available if I need it. And this is the perfect way. He paid whatever the fees were up front. And it had a growth rate. It has a growth rate when it's in the line of credit. So it was growing. And of course, it's not interest because then that would be taxable. So it's a growth rate. And he said, I just want that money there. He may never have had to use it. If you never use it, you don't owe it. Right. Just when you use it is when you start accruing interest on it.
In a day's notice, he could get a big old check.
He could get whatever he wanted. Exactly. He said, and I don't have to sell off anything and be taxed on it.
And especially with the market being so high, you know, that'd be another way to have some backup, right?
Absolutely.
So, because you don't want to be forced to sell. And you know, especially in retirement, lots of times you can't just wait and hang in there and wait for it to be over because you need the money. And so, yeah, in his case, he had a line of credit. He could draw down if he needs it. And if he doesn't need it, he doesn't pay interest on it until he uses it. So, yeah. So again, you know, it's a very personal thing because it's based on your age and based on your house values and all that stuff. And then which program's the best for you. So, you know, Marilyn, tell them how to reach out to you and how to get more information.
Give me a call. I'm happy to do a no-cost analysis. My number is 408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And as always, there's a link at wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can find her information right there. So it's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial, their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, Eric, we've got the new Biden administration now, and everybody's wondering about our taxes in the future. Are our taxes going to go up? What's going to happen? And you always provide us with a wealth success story or a financial fail. I thought it'd be fun to give us a good example on how somebody has handled their taxes in retirement.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, and you know, there's several companies around here. Lockheed's been one that has had a lot of these, but that comes to mind offhand. But there's a lot of companies that have these old after-tax 401ks. And then all of a sudden, the last several years, since 2014, there was a rule change. A lot of them have been bringing them back. And so sometimes I talk to people, and they don't realize that they have this after-tax benefit. So I was talking to one who was retiring and had a bunch of money in this that he'd been putting in there a long time ago. And so the neat thing about that after-tax 401k part is he was able to convert that to Roth IRA, and now that money will grow tax-free for the rest of his life. And so, you know, the sad part, though, was had he done it a long time ago, you know, he could have been having this money being tax-free for, like, the last 10 years of working.
Oh.
But he didn't realize that. And so, you know, that's the hard part is sometimes people don't realize that they have that benefit. So one of the things that, yeah, if you've got that benefit or if you have any money that's after tax. So typically a lot of 401ks are really bad about showing this online, but they're usually good about showing it on the PDF type statement. So a lot of people don't get those statements anymore in the mail, right? They just get them emailed. Mm-hmm. And then they may not look at them. So, yeah, you might want to look at that and see if you have any after-tax money in there. And if you do, most likely it's almost kind of like a little mini lottery win. You know, you have some money that can be now moved tax-free because it's already after-tax. So there's no taxable cost to moving that to a Roth IRA. You can either do it. Sometimes the companies will allow you to do it inside the plan, meaning the money just stays in there. Sometimes you have to roll it outside to a Roth IRA. But then all those future earnings on those monies will be tax-free for the rest of your life. The sooner you can do that, the faster you can do it, the more money that's going to be growing on that tax-free side of the world. And so again, this is something that you may already have. You may already have that benefit at work, or you may already have money in it. There's ways to do this, but again, it all comes down to planning, looking at how it all works. And so, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks a lot.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.